Hi, hello, and welcome to Youth Updates, a regular drop of info to help keep you in the know when it comes to youth culture. Welcome back to season two of Youth Updates. Now, we started season two last month, so go back and listen to episode one if it takes you fancy, if you missed it and all that good stuff. But we are carrying on today. This voice here, my name is Beth.
And my name's Hannah.
Wonderful. So if you're new, you now know who we are and what our voices are. We both work for Youth for Christ in the Church Resources team, and we are going to do our usual thing in this podcast. We are going to cover three different topics related to youth culture and finish with our world famous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. World famous word of the month.
So we are going to get started, and we are going to start with a hot topic, which is all about Kanye or Ye.
Yeah, he's officially changed his name now, yeah. So it's just Y-E, like yeah. Ye.
We're not sure if it's pronounced Ye, as in the end of Kanye,
hooray,
or Ye, as in Yeezys. So yeah, let us know if you know. Maybe Kanye, if you're listening, he won't be listening, but
can you imagine if he did?
He can let us know.
Plot
great
twist.
But he has been in the news recently. You've probably have heard about this, but if you haven't, he has been banned from some social media platforms for a little bit. He's had news articles written about that he has made some anti-Semitic comments. That's comments kind of speaking in a negative way against Jewish people. You can read what those comments are online as well. They have been deleted now, but they're in various news articles. And he's been kind of expressing these slightly concerning, well, very concerning views. And as a result of this, lots of things have happened off the back of that. He was actually classed on the Forbes list as a billionaire before all of this, and he's lost his billionaire status due to losing his brand deal with Adidas. They produce Yeezys, which is his shoe brand. You might see young people wearing those, but he's now lost that deal with Adidas. He had a documentary that had been made about him that was apparently completed, like ready to go.
Wow.
And that's been completely shelved. He's been dropped by his own talent agency and Balenciaga, which is a fashion brand. There's been a bit of debate about whether his music is even going to remain on Spotify, but the chief executive said Kanye's comments were awful, but that his music will remain on the platform. And then just as we said that he'd lost his brand deal with Adidas to create his shoes, he later showed up uninvited to the Skechers HQ to pitch moving the production of Yeezys to them. However, it's been reported that he was escorted off the property without them even entertaining his pitch, because it later emerged that both founders of Skechers are Jewish. Yeah, Madame Tussauds has removed his waxwork from public view. A lot has been going on off the back of his comments, and it's not the first kind of controversial comments that he's made either.
No,
yeah.
He's said all sorts of controversial things over the year on loads of controversial matters. I think pretty much any controversial issue you can think of, he's said something really controversial on it. But I think ultimately what the world is witnessing is a man who's not very well share his thoughts with the world, because he's got this big platform. He's really rich. He's really famous. And he's saying all these comments, but he's not very well. But I think the interesting thing as well with Ye, I'm not sure.
We can call him Kanye for now.
Is that there is a thread of the theme of Christianity and faith throughout a lot of what he does.
Yeah.
So he's officially released two gospel albums now. Jesus is King was a huge, huge thing when it came out. He has the Sunday service choir that does loads of things. And he often references